after a fast-moving first half. Halftime and the beginning of the third quarter has taken forever.
Wow. It did just slow everything to a grind here.
Everybody just, you know, kind of going through the motions out here, it seems. Let's see if the Tornado can get something going here in the second half. And the kick is in the air, taken at the one by Luke Mihalik. And he'll get it out to the 20, move the pile forward to the 24-yard line, a good return. And not bad field position for the Tornado offense.
Boy, but honestly, if you're looking at their return team, or excuse me, our return team there, and their coverage, normally you see that coverage almost going sideline to sideline, but they are just within yards of the hash marks. They were, had a very tight squeeze there, obviously just trying to kick it right down the middle to keep Mihalik really bottled in there.
From the 24, first down and 10 for the Tornado. Luke Mihalik will go in under center on first down. Keep it himself. Cuts it at the 25 to the 30-yard line. A nice gain on first down as he rolled to the left side and gained 6 out to the 30.
That's good. You know, good pickup there. That's what you want to see, a good, strong first performance coming out after halftime. Get the ball rolling here.
Second down and 4. John Mihalik again goes in motion deep. The handoff to Jake Tilko, the fullback, and Jake across the 30 to the 31-yard line, and that is a gain of 1. They'll put it down to 32, give him 2. Make it third down and 2.
Very manageable.
That was Chris Mertz, I'm sorry, on the carry.
Okay. They have very similar running style.
Chris Mertz, a junior, 5'11", 175-pounder, makes it a third down and 2. And a whistle. Somebody will call a timeout. Nope, we got to reset everything. Now let's start the play clock.
We've got an unbalanced line here. We have two guards on the right side.
He'll get up to John Mihalik. He'll go to that right side, and John will cut it up forward, and I think he has enough for a first down as he's stopped just shy of the 35-yard line. It really depends on the spot, and they're going to move the chains.
That's a little unbalanced look there, the old Army look. You know, you unbalance the line there, only having the center, then the tackle. On the opposite side, you got two guards, a tackle, it's tight end. It's a good running formation. Definitely a strong running formation.
And that's what they did. Ran right behind it. So the Tornado move the sticks. First down and 10 from their own 34-yard line. Trailing 21-0. We're just underway here in the third quarter. Hand off on the inside. And I believe that is Mertz with the carry. And he'll get a yard to the 35-yard line. Found the going tough as Anthony DeFalco came in.
I don't know if Jake Cradle's hurt. He really hasn't blown anybody off the line. He's getting kind of manhandled out there tonight. And I don't know if he's injured. I know he's got that brace on his arm. I'm not sure what's going on, but expect to see him, you know, firing off the ball there and blowing somebody off there. But every time he's been trying to go behind the right guard here, we've been getting stuff.
Second down and 9. Reverse handoff. Mihalik to running forward for the Butler Tornado. And getting a couple of yards out to the 37-yard line.
Good to see Chris Mertz fighting like that.
That's Chris Mertz. Thank you, Greg.
Mm-hmm. Stop by number 25.
Third down and 7. from the 37-yard line, wide out to either side for Butler on this third down play. Central coming in off the ends. Luke Mihalik bootlegging to the right. Catch is made in the flat on a screen
nice.
Pass and diving forward for the sticks.
Chris Mertz.
And it's Chris Mertz who'll get the first down out to the 44-yard line.
I tell you, that was a great job by Luke Mihalik there. He had a lot of pressure coming from the left defensive tackle. He just broke right through over the right guard and was coming right in his face there. And Luke just did a nice job just holding back there, just holding to the very last second, getting the ball to Mertz when there was enough separation from the defense because, again, the linebackers are coming up expecting Luke to run. Luke did a nice job getting that ball out there.
Very encouraged by the passing.
Yeah, we just
tonight.
Can't let guys get in his face like that.
First and 10 for the Tornado at the 44-yard line. And a handoff from that flanker position. And that is John Mihalik again, I believe, as he gets across the 45 to the 47. Gain of three.
And there was a nice push by our offensive line. I knew it was going to come sometime there. There it was.
The left side.
Well, I mean, both sides. You know, we had both sides going there. But, yes, he ran to the left side there and got a good pickup of 3 yards. I just get that every time, 3 to 4 yards every time.
3 yards and a cloud of dust.
Giddy up.
Giddy up. Thank you, Cosmo. Second down and 7. Fake handoff to John Mihalik, and Luke Mihalik will keep it himself. And Luke gets to the 48-yard line, just a gain of 1, makes it third down and 1. Third down at 6, pardon me.
Big down here. Got to get something going.
North Allegheny up 7-0 in the third quarter. Pine Richland all over Peters Township 42-0. Bethel Park leading 14-0 over Seneca. Handoff.
Double
and
reverse.
Three is a double reverse. And running with the football at the 30, the 20
Tilko.
Is Jake Tilko, and he's tackled at the 15-yard line.
That was well executed. Excellent job. You got the blocking up front. You had all the exchanges there, as they should be. Beautiful job by Jake Tilko, finding the seam, getting upfield for the big first down.
Gain of 37 on the play for Jake Tilko.
Really froze the defense because obviously they're eyeing Luke and everything that he's doing, and that just gave everybody else the room to execute as they should have.
First down and 10, Butler trailing 21-0, but they have the football at the central 15-yard line. 6.5 to go here in the third. On first down, keeping it is Mihalik as he goes over left tackle that time, and a nice carry for Luke. Is stopped just shy of the 10-yard line.
That's good. You just got to keep rolling off those chunks of yards.
Give him 3 on the play at the 11. Excuse me, gain of 4. Makes it second down and 6. John Mihalik gets a call. And John Mihalik puts his head down, Craig, very close. Now they'll mark him down as he gets over the 10 to the 8-yard line, a gain of 3. Looks like he was going to have more there for a moment, but the left side of the central line shut it down.
Mm-hmm. They're playing tough over there. What they're doing that time, I saw that Cradle and Cornerby did a double team on number 2 because that David Green, like I said, he's been kind of eating some lunch here tonight on our side of the field. So it was good to get him double-teamed. That gave, you know, Mihalik enough room to get up there and almost squeeze out that first down.
Third down and 3. Need to get to the 6-yard line, it appears. And Luke Mihalik will keep it himself. He'll have a first down as he dives inside the 5, leaps forward to the 4-yard line, and Butler in business now, first and goal.
That's huge. I said, that's a big play right there. That's a big-time play from a big-time performer.
Just kept it all the way. So first down and goal. This is the 13th play of this opening drive.
Very reminiscent of Central Catholic's first series.
Luke Mihalik takes the snap. Tries to bounce it around end. We'll cut it back. He's at the one-yard line. He had a gap there, Craig. Looked like he was going to get stopped right at the line of scrimmage.
Exactly.
But he gained a couple down to the one-and-a-half-yard line, if you will.
But he does a nice job getting that bounce, kind of like a little bubble move, where he comes in there, kind of bounces off, and regains his feet, and he's up in, like, fifth gear immediately. And he's a guy that can go from 0 to 60, like, almost no time flat.
Second down and goal from the one. He gained 3 on that play. Luke Mihalik in under center. He'll keep it himself. Goes over right guard into the end zone. Touchdown, Tornado!
Nice. Very nice.
Luke Mihalik with a 1-yard plunge. Puts the Tornado on the board. It's 21-6.
After rolling about 8.5 minutes off the clock.
Yep, 3:32 mark of quarter three. And Murray Douthat off for the point after try. It is good. The kid's got a good leg.
Yeah, he does.
So with 3:32 to go here in the third, it's now Central Catholic 21 and Butler 7. This is Butler Football on 1050 AM and WBET.com.
The law offices of Dillon, McCandless, King, Coulter, and Graham take pride in the services they provide for the clients they serve. In litigation, personal injury, corporate and business law, real estate, zoning and land use, as well as labor and employment law. The law offices of Dillon, McCandless, King, Coulter, and Graham can meet all your legal needs. Conveniently located in Butler and Cranberry, contact them at 724-283-2200. That's 283-2200.
What is your teenager doing this weekend? I'm District Attorney Rich Golding with a message about drug and alcohol abuse. Each year, students are exposed to new people and experiences. Opportunities present for them to be influenced to experiment with drugs or alcohol. Communication and knowledge about the effects of drugs and alcohol have many misconceptions in the minds of teens. Families think it can't happen to them, but it can. Talk and ask questions. What teens don't know can hurt them for a very long time. For more information, call 724-284-5114.
Luke Mihalik with a 1-yard touchdown run, 14 plays, 76-yard drive, puts Butler on the board. It's now 21-7, and the kickoff is picked up by Cam Laconi, and he is free. Cam Laconi coming down the near sideline midfield. He's at the 40, the 30, the 20, the 10, touchdown. Catholic. No flags on the play.
You know, that's very reminiscent of his dad. His dad did that our senior year multiple times, punt returns, kickoff returns. You see his little number 13 running down the field like that. Like I said, it's hard to root against him.
And it was a shorter kickoff, Craig, and the way it bounced, I mean, he had a good job of handling that football.
Absolutely.
It bounced. He picked it up on one bounce. So,
seen a lot of crazy hops here tonight.
We have. Unfortunately, you know, that makes it 27-7 with the point after to happen here. Jonathan Opelka on for the point after try. And the line drive extra point is good.
He's just squeezing us through there.
It only took 16 seconds for Central Catholic to answer Butler's score with a kickoff return for a touchdown. And we'll keep it here. Very deflating, if you will.
Oh, it is. I mean, there's
that's
no
shame.
Doubt about it.
Special teams play. But give credit where credit is due. Laconi did not waste any time picking up a football and just going straight forward with it.
Exactly.
He got the sideline and Outran everybody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we had two guys down there, just kind of outran them. I don't think they really expected Laconia to pick that up and go with it like he did so quick, because they kind of actually overran him. And by the time they finally recovered, it was too late. He was already off to the races.
Oh, we have a couple of guys back there, and Dan Klein and Luke Mihalik, that can do the same thing. Or would that be Sam Dietrich? Yep, Sam Dietrich, my bad. Sam Dietrich can also break it, too.
Yes, he can.
Opelko tees it up at the 40-yard line. And the run-up in the boot. Line drive kick taken at the 6 by Dietrich. He's at the 20. And Sam Dietrich got to the 24-yard line. That's where the Tornado will put their second possession of the half, right at the same spot the first possession started, at the 24. So the Tornado offense looking to answer.
Got to do. Got to come back.
Now they'll put it at the 25-yard line.
All it takes is one play.
First down, single wide out to the near side for Butler. John Mihalik in motion. Inside handoff to Jake Tilko, and Jake will do his best just to get back to the line of scrimmage for no gain. That's a Chris Mertz in there now. Mertz with no gain, second down.
Well, this is where we got to be blowing them way off the ball, because now they got their whole second team defensive line in there. So there'll be no excuse for any sacks or any lost yardage here. We should be able to blow these guys completely off the line of scrimmage, at least by 5 yards for the size that we have up front.
And Butler will burn their first timeout of the half at 2:53 mark. You're right, there was a wholesale change there for Central Catholic on defense. So Butler with a game performance here tonight so far. It's just some bad penalties that have held them back on a special teams play.
Mm-hmm.
Central Catholic. So Butler will go back out onto the field out of the timeout. With 2:53 to go here and face a second down and 10. Nice crowd here tonight.
There is. Actually one of the bigger crowds that I've seen since we've been doing the Central Catholic games here.
Yeah, and sounds like a lot of Tornado fans here tonight as well.
Maybe it's just the good weather.
Enjoy it. It's going to change. Luke Mihalik with the keeper. Luke Mihalik will stay on his feet, shake some time, and just freeze at the 40-yard line, 45 midfield, into central territory, and he'll be tackled at the 38-yard line. A flag comes in, and it looks like that might be a face mask on Central Catholic.
That's all I could see, unless they're going to call unsportsmanlike conduct on Luke Mihalik for running a guy over. But I wouldn't doubt it here tonight.
Flag thrown at the 37-yard line. That's the only thing it can be.
Right. Unless they're going to, they might flag him because he didn't fumble. he should have fumbled it, so they'll flag him for that.
But what a run by Luke Mihalik, Craig. He was stopped at the line of scrimmage and somehow broke free.
It was very Barry Sanders-esque, I will call that.
Barry Sanders-esque. Ah, it's a personal foul against Butler.
Are you kidding me?
For what?
Like I said, probably for Luke Mihalik running the defensive player over. Wow. That's just bad. I think I even heard some Central Catholic fans booing for that, because that was just, how can you have a quarterback running down the field by himself?
And this time, you're right, Craig. It's terrible, right?
Yes. How does that happen?
Coach Densmore, right at midfield, is out on the field, and I don't blame him. I mean, he's going to – unbelievable. So, but the gain will go out to the 48-yard line. It'll give him 23 yards on the play, but still.
Right, because, you know, I'm even getting a Central Catholic fan that's here tonight saying that was a BS call.
John Mihalik will get the handoff. He'll try to bomb. Oh, he does. He stiff arms his way into Central territory, and a flag comes in right at that spot as John Mihalik made the cut around the right end, and he got to the 39-yard line. Let's see what this call is all about. Likely in the area of holding out there.
Face mask.
Face mask. Oh, that's the makeup face mask call.
Yeah, I would definitely say it's a makeup call.
So the penalty will take the football down to the Central Catholic 39-yard line. Well, maybe they're on tape delay or something. I'm not sure.
I don't know.
Yeah, well, good news for the Tornado. They have it first and 10 at the Central 39, trailing 28-7, 2:11 to go here in the third. And the offense gets it to the line. Luke Mihalik fakes the handoff, looking to throw. Throwing, screen pass, caught Mertz. He has it at the 35, stays on his feet, down the near sideline to the 25-yard line. And a nice play and a nice touch pass by Luke Mihalik to Chris Mertz. And he'll get to the 22-yard line.
Just doing what he needs to do. It's what you got to do. Just find space, get the ball to it. Keep moving the ball down the field.
That's a gain of 15, 17 yards on that play. So Butler moving the football again. First and 10. On the left hash. John Mihalik goes in deep motion. Luke Mihalik will keep it himself. Has room. He's at the 20. Tripped up at the 15-yard line, but a nice hole opened up around the right end. And he'll gain 5. Down to, well, gain more than that. Gain 7 down to the 15-yard line.
Very good. Love to see us punch a score in here before the end of the quarter.
Second down and 3. Sam Dietrich will be the lone wideout. He'll sprint out here to the near side. Anthony David Duck will go in the slot to the near side on 2nd and 3. The give is to Chris Mertz, and it looks like forward progress will get up very close to the first down. Inside the 15 to the 14, short of the first down. By about a yard and a half. Time for one more play, I believe, for the end of the quarter. Third down and 2. Keeper, Luke Mihalik, right up the middle he goes. He'll have a first down to the 10-yard line. He called his own number again. And, boy, Greg, that was an easy 4 yards.
It really was. Super nice seam over there in the left, over the left guard. The left guard and center just read it. You know, there's a natural gap there in the defense. Come on, guys, get up that line of scrimmage. Let's go. We got 14 seconds here. Go.
I don't think they're going.
That's a shame.
End of 3.
I just want to see him move.
Just doing no huddle.
Oh, exactly. There's too much walking on the field. This is driving me bonkers.
Have 2 plays called.
Absolutely.
So the end of the third quarter, Butler driving, but Central Catholic extends their lead. It's Central Catholic 28, Butler 7. And this is Butler Football on 1050 AM at WBUT.com.
Butler Health System's Faster Care locations offer flu shots and urgent care treatments for minor illnesses, injuries, sprains, and more. Located at Butler Commons in Butler, Franklin Village Mall in Katanning, Malone Road in Sarver, and Innovation Drive in Slippery Rock. BHS Faster Care offers walk-in physicals for school, sports, work, and more. Faster Care, caring at the speed of your life. Visit bhsfastercare.org. Most insurances accepted, including UPMC and Highmark.
McDonald's new buttermilk crispy tenders are so crispy, juicy, and delicious, they could pass as mine. Finally. I mean, have you ever made chicken tenders? It's a mess. You soak it, batter it, dunk it. Oh, I've got better things to do. A little lower, Francois.
Ms. Muriel. Oui.
Introducing McDonald's buttermilk crispy tenders, made with 100% white meat and no artificial colors, flavors, or preservatives. They're not grandma's, but she's okay with that. At participating McDonald's.
Ron Willis, along with Craig Lucas, back at Gesling Stadium. To resume play, first and 10 for the Tornado. They have it at the central 10-yard line, trailing 28-7. Reverse handoff again. Jake Tilko with the call. And Tilko inside the 10 to the 8-yard line.
Well, Jake worked hard for those yards, no doubt about it. Like I said, we got to get these guys off the ball. These are second teamers. You got to blow them back in the end zone. Let's go.
Second and goal from the 8.
Honestly, I'm getting fired up here.
Yeah, I think you're going to pancake me here in a minute. No, I'm a little worried about it.
I'm just seeing too much walking going on out there. You don't walk on a football field.
Second down and goal from the 8. Mihalik, he's at the 10, cuts it back at the 5, dives for the end zone, touchdown, Tornado. Luke Mihalik runs it in from 8 yards out.
Excellent effort. Like I said, that kid plays it so much hard. Man.
And it happened at the 11-13 mark of quarter 4. That makes the score 28-13.
Because, you take that phantom fumble recovery and a kickoff return out of the equation, it's a 14-14 game. No, seriously, you think about it.
True enough. And the extra point from Douthat is good. 28-14 the score. We'll take a timeout. This is Butler Football on 1050 AM and WBET.com.
The law offices of Dillon, McCandless, King, Coulter, and Graham take pride in the services they provide for the clients they serve. In litigation, personal injury, corporate and business law, real estate, zoning and land use, as well as labor and employment law. The law offices of Dillon, McCandless, King, Coulter, and Graham can meet all your legal needs. Conveniently located in Butler and Cranberry, contact them at 724-283-2200. That's 283-2200.
A rock-solid education is a critical step in achieving life's goals. Choose from programs that lead to exciting careers in health, science, engineering, technology, business, communication, education, or the performing arts. With over 150 undergraduate majors and 30 graduate programs, Slippery Rock University has been the best choice, first choice, of students across the nation for 125 years. Slippery Rock University. Experience the difference. Learn more about SRU's innovative, flexible, and affordable programs by visiting sru.edu.
So Luke Mihalik caps off a 9-play drive that went 75 yards with an 8-yard touchdown run. And it's 28-14 in favor of Central Catholic. Douthat's kick is a squib kick. It bounced around. It's free on the turf at the Central 39-yard line. And it was nearly recovered by the Tornado as hustling in there. Justin Gavet. Or was that J.R.
Harold.
Harold, yes.
And Darren Skidmore. Both of them are right there.
So this will be Central Catholic's first offensive play of the half.
Wow.
Because they did not run one in the third quarter. They had a kickoff return for a touchdown. So Troy Fisher back out onto the field for the first time in the half in the fourth quarter here, nonetheless.
I think some of our defensive players, like Darren Skidmore, Colton Frost, those guys haven't been on the field here since halftime.
From their own 40-yard line, first down and 10. And running with the football is they did not catch that name.
Number 25.
He'll have a first down at the Butler 49-yard line. First down and 10. He Gain of 11 on that play. Stretch handoff. And this time, Butler waits for him. No gain.
Very nice collapse. Collapsing of the pocket there. Tornado did a nice job pinching in there. Still have most of their first teamers in on offense, though. Making some defensive substitutions, but most of their offense is still out there.
It's Cairo Thorpe with the carry. Second down and 9. Thorpe with the call again. Inside the 45 of Butler. Down to the 42-yard line. Shy of the first down marker. Third down and short. Third down and 3. Fisher turns. He'll hand it off to Thorpe. And he'll go over right guard, and he'll have enough for a first down inside the 40 to the 39-yard line.
Just squeezed out enough yardage.
Yes,
there.
He did. Oh, they're going to say it's short. Fourth down and 1.
That's what the ref said.
No, wait a minute. The chains are moving.
There you go.
All right.
A little sleight of hand.
First down. Fisher will throw on first down. Flush from the pocket. Now he'll run. He's at the 35-30. A little stutter step. Get to the 25-20. Still on his feet and will be drilled. Still on his feet at the 20-yard line. Almost got free again. Forward progress will get him to the 18-yard line.
Yeah, he should have been stopped multiple times there. And just some bad tackling there by the Tornado. That's going to be an embarrassing thing to watch on film tomorrow. So a couple guys losing some undergarments there.
First down and 10, Khalil Weathers back in along with Austin Vigliotti. And Central Catholic will, it'll be Butler taking their second timeout of the half. Again, we'll be choosing the W. Rick's Taproom and Grill Prime Player of the Game. You too can be a prime player by eating some prime rib at W. Rick's Taproom and Grill on the Meridian Road. Stop out this weekend. Great daily specials, too. You can check it out. They are a great sponsor of youth sports and Butler Golden Tornado football. So we've had a mix of players, and we have a couple of choices to choose from here tonight so far. Mm-hmm. Craig and I will get that to you at the end of the game. First and 10 as we resume play out of the Butler timeout. 8:26 to go in the fourth. Central Catholic 28, Butler 14. And the Vikings driving as they're in the red zone at the 18-yard line. Fisher in the pistol. We'll turn and hand it off to Khalil Weathers. He'll go around right in. A couple of flags come in as he made his cut in the area of holding. He's tackled at the 14-yard line. Let's await the official word.
There's quite a few flags down for that.
Holding is the call on Central Catholic. Flags thrown at about the 21-yard line, so 10 yards from there. Back to the 31. Back at home next week are the Tornado. They'll take on Norwin. Makes it first down and 23 now for Central Catholic. For And they'll be in the I formation this time. And he'll give it to the fullback, and that's Austin Bigliotti.
Oh.
He is stopped for no gain. Jake Cradle credited with the tackle there, and Bigliotti ran into a brick wall there.
J.R. Harold came in there and, you know, helped clean everything up. That was good to see. Good play from linebacker.
Second down and 22. 1 yard on the carry for Bigliotti. Sidecars to either side of Fisher on second down. A little out pattern. Catch is made
by Laconi there.
Yep, Cam Laconi with the grab for Central Catholic. He's tackled at the 27-yard line, a short gain. Gain of three.
That was good coverage, though, by the Tornado secondary.
Brandon Flieger out there. John Mihalik. Third down and 19 from the 27-yard line. Four in a pattern for Central Catholic on this third down play. Fisher fakes a handoff. Steps up, throws on the run, has a man wide open, touchdown. And that is number 8 for Central Catholic, Jordan Rhinegrover, with the catch.
Yeah, he just got away from his man. Kind of got our defender lost in space there. I guess, fortunately, we can't call a number because we can't really make out who it was. It's hard to read numbers up here.
Yeah. So a 27-yard touchdown pass and catch. And John Opelka on for the point after. And the extra point is good. 6:37 now remains here in the fourth at Central Catholic 35 and Butler 14. This is Tornado Football on 1050 AM and WBUT.com.
Are you kind of tired? Really sleepy? Or maybe even... Right now, a cup of bold, invigorating McCafe hot drip coffee made from 100% Arabica beans is just $1. Any size, all day. Oh, and any size soft drink at McDonald's is also just $1. So you can be kind of thirsty, really thirsty, or even... Limited time only at participating restaurants. Cannot be combined with any other offer or any combo meal. A la carte only.
You don't need a rocket to get to Mars or to get a mortgage. At Mars Bank, you can apply for a mortgage online. The difference is that if you need some help, you can connect via email, phone, or we'll meet with you in person. Convenience, award-winning service, and great rates from a local community bank. Right now, there are great rates on mortgages for purchase or refinance. Visit marsbank.com/norocket for rates, online application, and more. Mars Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
The yards, and it was Jordan Rhinegrover with a 27-yard touchdown reception, making it 35-14, 6:37 remaining here in the fourth quarter. And Dietrich will take the kickoff at the 10. And Sam Dietrich will get out to the 20-yard line.
Someone's down with a knee. Who is that? Six.
Jacob Beck. So
kind of kicked back out of the pile holding his knee. I hate to see that.
Ball spotted at the 25-yard line. That's where Butler's offense will go into motion. First down and 10 from the 25. Again, a reverse handoff. Jake Tilko has it. He's at the 25-30. He has a first down and more. Down the far sideline goes Tilko, and he's driven out of bounds at the Butler 47 or 48-yard line.
Stopping the clock.
Liam Slattery drove him out over there, but A nice gain for Jake Tilko.
The double reverse again. You can definitely tell they've worked on that. Pretty clean with the exchanges.
19 yards on that run for Tilko. Jake has to be close to 100 yards rushing. He had a 37-yard run earlier. First and 10 from the 44. Stretch handoff to John Mihalik, and he has nowhere to go. Lose a yard, and that's all. To the 43-yard line. Craig just ran into a wall of defenders.
Yeah.
He disappeared behind them, as a matter of fact. I didn't see him.
Well, they brought back in most of their first-teamers again. And I said, we're not boating as well against them there. I said, we've got to blow these guys off the line.
Second down and 11. Butler trailing 35-14. 5.5 to go here in the fourth. Keeper, Mihalik, almost stripped the football, and he was actually it popped free as he was making a spin move near midfield, and it will be recovered by Central Catholic. Was that Brandon Flieger? Okay. With carry, and it looked like he had great yards, Craig, but he got hit pretty good.
Yeah,
at about the 48, and they'll recover at the 46.
Yeah, unfortunately, a late pop on him there. Kind of got by his elbow and forced that ball out.
So Central Catholic takes over at the 47-yard line. And Troy Fisher will head back out. First down and 10.
I look for a turnover of our own here.
Fisher will hand it off to Khalil Weathers. He'll try the left side, cuts it back to the middle of the field, shakes himself free. He's at midfield, 45-40. Down the far sideline he goes, and Khalil Weathers may go the distance. He'll dive into the end zone, did a flip into the end zone, and that is enough for a touchdown. And if I were Butler, I would take note of that little flip into the end zone. Of course, they probably won't see Khalil Weathers the rest of the night. They had him plugged up near midfield, kept his feet moving, and he ran it in. 53 yards. And that was off a turnover. Opelka on for the point after, and it's good.
So 14 of their points have come off turnovers tonight.
14 of the points have come off turnovers. We had a touchdown call back on a penalty call. And unfortunately, the Vikings lead the Tornado now 42-14. We'll take a timeout. This is Butler Football on 1050 AM and WBUT.com.
Shoot in any weather, indoors, at Downrange Supply's new indoor range, 534 Evans City Road in Butler, across from Brankles. Downrange Supply is your headquarters for rifles, pistols, revolvers, ammo, and accessories. See the straight shooters at Downrange Supply for all your shooting needs and for a place to shoot indoors. Downrange is a Marcus Luttrell Team Never Quit Ammo Distributor, and they are affiliated with Shaner Supplies for all your Class 3 needs. That's Downrange Supply, 534 Evans City Road in Butler. Call 724-482-6400.
What is your teenager doing this weekend? I'm District Attorney Rich Golding with a message about drug and alcohol abuse. Each year, students are exposed to new people and experiences. Opportunities present for them to be influenced to experiment with drugs or alcohol. Communication and knowledge about the effects of drugs and alcohol have many misconceptions in the minds of teens. Families think it can't happen to them, but it can. Talk and ask questions. What teens don't know can hurt them for a very long time. For more information, call 724-284-5114.
Luke Mihalik takes the kickoff and runs it out to the 23-yard line. That's where Butler will put it into play. trailing 42-14. Khalil Weathers with a 53-yard run. To stretch that Central Catholic lead and see if the Butler offense can get back out there.
I would advise you, Central, if you want Central, I get down there. And don't walk back. And I've had reporters that walk over to Central and they get back.
First and 10. And a handoff to the tailback. Trent Vallant. With the carry, and he was hit right away at the 21-yard line to lose a couple.
Well, now we have our second team offense in there against their second team defense now.
A lot of new numbers and faces here as they'll come out in the I formation. Hand off. Back to the original line of scrimmage. I believe that was J.R. Harold on the carry. Third down and 11. Third down and 10 for the Tornado. Anthony Davidock in under center. He's the quarterback. Stretch handoff, flag comes in, and that is in the area of holding, and Trent Vallant with the carry for the Tornado, but this one will come back. It'll be fourth down. They'll decline the penalty. Will Central Catholic.
Right, yes.
So Butler with a quick three and out. They'll punt it away. So the punting unit out, and it would be Laconi and
Gavin Thompson.
Gavin Thompson awaiting the, I'm assuming Jake Cradle will hustle back. Yep. Jake will head back to kick the football away. Late players coming onto the field. Corey Thomas hustling out there for Central to give them 11. Oh, high snap, and it goes over Cradle's head into the end zone. Jake will throw the football, and it will be intercepted. At the 15, the 10, at the 5, and into the end zone for a Central Catholic touchdown. Anthony DeFalco with the interception and return for a touchdown.
Well, it was the right idea out there, but you just had, essentially, your punt coverage team just standing around. I mean, when a guy catches the ball in a crowd and you let him run laterally 50 yards to get into the end zone practically, you've given up. Yeah, and that's sad. Like I said, but I said, you know, when you start a game walking around out in the field, I hope they address this. I mean, this is a shame. If any parents are listening out there and you see your son walking on the field, you should really give him no supper tonight, you know, or no supper tomorrow, because that's soup for you. No soup for you. It's shameful. You don't walk on a football field. You don't respect the game if you're walking on a football field.
So it is Jonathan Opelka has had a busy second half on for the point after try. I'm not sure the official holdup is here. All right, now we're ready to go. Eddie Montgomery checking in. Hey, Eddie. Is Mount Lebanon on top of Norwin by just one. Good game there. And the extra point is good. That'll make it 49-14 in favor of Central Catholic. And that will spring the mercy rule into effect, I believe.
Could be the luckiest kicker I've ever seen in my life. I can't believe he's made one of these.
They come out low, the point afters, don't they?
Oh, come out low, come out wide, come out shallow. I mean, they're just like all over the place.
Nothing straight down
through
the middle. Oh. It's not like my golf game. That's why I don't play anymore.
Thank goodness.
Yes. Golf courses and fellow players are glad that I retired the golf clubs a long time ago.
That's it. Three fairways over.
That's it. Hey, it counts. It doesn't matter. Other than the fairway, it doesn't matter if it's three over or not. 49-14 Central Catholic. As Will, they got a different kicker. I cannot catch that number. And fielding it at the 14-yard line was Sam Dietrich. And Dietrich out to the 17-yard line.
Still have the second team offense out there again. So gaining some valuable reps.
Yep. No question about that. Well, the Knock Knights get a win tonight. 56-28 over Indiana. So the Knights put one in the W column. That one just in, a final. First down and 10. Anthony Daviduk is the quarterback. I formation. Turn and hand it off. No gain on the play. Loss of a yard. Trent Vallant with the carry. And
well, Daviduk's going to learn this through time. I mean, so a young quarterback there, being a sophomore, that when you give that handoff, you've got to ball fake it out. You got to pretend you still have that, so you freeze the defense a little bit, and you just hand the ball off and kind of just fade away a little bit. Obviously, they know you don't have the ball, and so they're no longer focused on you. You got to be the best decoy out there you can to help your running back out.
Second down and 11. Hand off to Vallant. And he'll get back to the initial line of scrimmage to the 27-yard line, a gain of a couple. And the W. Ricks Taproom and Grill player, prime player of the game, Craig, we chose Jake Tilko tonight.
Absolutely, yes.
A couple of nice long runs, one of 37 yards tonight, but he's also played on the defensive side of the ball here tonight, so congratulations to Jake, our W. Ricks Taproom and Grill prime player of the game this week.
Well deserved.
Yep. So stop by, and if you see Rick out there at W. Ricks, tell him thanks for sponsoring Butler High football broadcast and being a prime player of the game sponsor. Third down and 10, what looks to be the final play of the game, as it will get J.R. Harold with the carry. Out to the 30, a gain of 3. And maybe one more play. You know those kids want one more snap. Why not?
Oh, absolutely.
And they're going to get it. There's about 8 seconds between the play clock and the game clock.
Just love to see him heave-ho it down the field. What the heck?
It's like a punt, pass, and kick contest. Just chuck it as far as you can throw and see what happens. So again, somebody can run underneath it.
Well, the power eye formation, I don't
know. Yeah, I think you might be right. Hand off or a botched snap, and that'll be it. Final score. Central Catholic 49 and Butler 14. We'll take a quick timeout. Back of the wrap-up, this is Butler Football on 1050 AM at WBUT.com.
Put your ABET accredited engineering degree to work in an exciting new career as an Air Force officer. We're looking for applicants interested in one of 18 possible technical career fields, such as electrical, mechanical, or computer systems engineering. If you'd like to gain world-class leadership and job experience, consider the Air Force. For more information, call Master Sergeant Talia Walters at 814-762-9330 or visit airforce.com. This message is brought to you by the U.S. Air Force.
Franco Harris, Greg Lloyd, Rod Woodson, Carnell Lake, and Josh Miller, all former NFL players, all played for the Pittsburgh Steelers, all Pro Bowl or all pro players, and all students of Young Brothers Taekwondo. Taekwondo helps your physical game by improving balance, flexibility, and agility. It also helps your mental game by instilling confidence and self-discipline. You don't have to be a professional football player to learn Taekwondo. Young Brothers offers classes for ages 5 years old and up. Sign up at Young Brothers Taekwondo in the Point Plaza Shopping Center.
Back at Central Catholic, where the Vikings have defeated the Tornado. Final score here tonight, 49-14. As Luke Mihalik with the two scores for Butler, a 1 yard run and an 8 yard run. Well, they're turning the football over a couple of times here tonight, and it was a 35-14 game at. 28-7 game at halftime. Butler cut the lead in half with that 8-yard run by Luke Mihalik, 28-14, but at that point, 11-13 of the third quarter, it was all Central Catholic after that, as Jordan Rhinegrover with a 27-yard touchdown catch. Also, Khalil Weathers, a 53-yard TD run, and DeFalco, that would be Anthony DeFalco, with an interception for a touchdown. And that was the final score of the night. So the Tornado will fall to 1-4 in the conference and 2-4 overall. Central Catholic will improve to 4-1 in the conference and 5-2 overall. The Vikings will host Altoona here next week, and Butler will go back home as they take on the Norwind Knights. And Craig, man, this is I guess quirky would be a great way of describing this game tonight.
It really was. It was a tough game. It was a hard-fought game by the Tornado. Got to say, you know, honestly, just a couple fluke plays here or there, a bad call here or there, a penalty, and next thing you know, you're down. You know, you're down 21-0 at half. But you look at it from what we've seen in years past, you know, we're making the progress here because, you know, this 49-14 score is something we'd probably see at halftime in years past.
True.
You know, and, you know, some late scores coming in there off of the goofy punt debacle there that turned into the interception that was returned for a touchdown. And then, you know, you have the late run as well. So, you know, the game really wasn't out of hand till the very end.
No doubt about it. So the Toyo will regroup and take on the Norwind Knights next week at Art Fernardi Stadium. We'll have the call for you on 10:50 a.m. and beginning at 7:15. That is a 7:30 kickoff. Craig, thank you very much, and I guess we'll talk next week.
Sounds good, Ron.
And many thanks to my son, Anthony Willison, back at the station. Thanks for tuning in to Butler High Football here on WBUT and 10:50 a.m. Up next, we have the MSA Sports Network, powered by Trib Live Scoreboard Show, recapping all the action from this week. And from Carnegie Mellon University, I'm Ron Willison saying so long. Everyone have a great weekend.
We thank you for listening to Butler High School Golden Tornado Football on WBUT Butler, a live sports presentation by the Butler Media Group, presented in part by the United States Air Force, Grand Rental Station, Dillon, McCandless, King, Coulter, and Graham. Downrange Supply. Your local McDonald's restaurants. District Attorney Rich Goldinger. Butler Health System. And Sunnyview Nursing and Rehabilitation Center. Don't forget, you can always follow the Tornado on 1050 AM and at WBUT.com and via the MSA Sports Network. And now stay tuned for the MSA Scoreboard Show, covering all of Western Pennsylvania with high school football coverage via msasports.net.